What's up, everybody? This is the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendricks.
Manny T.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We are getting closer to WrestleMania season.
That's right. No, no, yay for Manny.
I was like, I ain't getting it.
He was looking for it. That's the only reason I didn't say nothing. He was waiting for it. I was like, nope, I ain't doing it this time.
I forgot we got an intro for Manny. That's
really, I wanted to say something, too.
No, because I'm seeing it in the corner of my eye, Manny, like, facing shocked. I'm like, what the hell is
going on? But last week, though, Drew was like, why we got to do that for Manny every time? Like, why does Manny get it? So I was like, hey, I ain't doing it.
That was not on purpose on this end.
It was just so candid. He was just like,
yeah, I'm thinking, damn, did I say WrestleHolics wrong? Or, damn.
All right, this goes down as the best intro to the podcast.
Oh,
ever.
My God.
Hands down.
That was great.
Oh, my God. But man, besides that, my bad, Diva.
Man, I'm out of here.
I swear, he came in like Roman, didn't he? He was like, man.
Acknowledge
you. Oh, y'all going to acknowledge me.
Wait, what? Oh, man. I don't even want a podcast. Okay, let me get serious, man.
But see y'all next week.
Yeah, man. This WrestleHolics Podcast, man. We are back. We about 2 weeks away from WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Man,
wow.
This is getting annoying. I think this is probably the longest I ever feel like I had to wait for WrestleMania.
Yeah, it feels like it's next month, and it's only 2 weeks away.
Does that mean this is how good the year has been, or... We just can't wait.
Either that
just can't wait. Anticipation.
Yeah, the build up for it is wild.
Yeah, man.
Best build up in a long time, man. This WrestleMania gonna be crazy.
Oh yeah.
We are definitely gonna get to that. But I had to get to another subject from a couple of days ago, man. These WWE legends or guys who wanna get back in the let me stop talking like I don't know the guy. Bill Goldberg. All right, so I got a problem with old WWE superstars like kind of bashing certain wrestlers.
He's not even an old WWE wrestler,
yeah,
though.
WCW. Man, sorry, I said that three times. WCW wrestler. This past week they were just talking about his old streak, and he was just kind of commenting on some things that WWE kind of did to him. So let me just read this part off. Well, a girl beat my winning streak. Said Hall of Famer. Asuka is her name, or some Japanese girl. That pissed me off.
Bro.
So, let's talk about Goldberg's streak, first of all. His streak was good, but it was kind of handed off to him.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like before Asuka even came to that age, she had a resume. So I just feel like, dude, like you really got your nerve to really disrespect your streak when your streak wasn't really all that good either. You was throwing people.
What was his total match time in that streak? It was like only like 30 minutes, wasn't it? Because he goes in, kind of like tussles with them for like a quick second, and then he jackhammers them and spears them and match over.
And so that was another thing, just even speaking about his finishing moves, he's mad about other wrestlers having his spear move. Like Edge, I think he...
Braun Breaker,
Ryan. He's like, every day he got my spear now. That wasn't your spear to begin with.
Yeah.
It's not like you invented it. It's not like everybody's putting wrestlers up their shoulders. I mean, doing suplexes all the time.
Right.
You say you stole the suplex.
Yeah. And then, I mean, granted, Braun runs around with a shirt that says best spear in the business.
He has a point.
Agreed.
And it's just like, bro, like, y'all know they need... Like, first off, don't disrespect Asuka.
Yeah.
Because I think she's one of those wrestlers that would just... She's earned everything. I mean, she does get BS a lot. But it's like, she earned it. Don't disrespect her streak because you don't know anybody. You're just too old to look at what they got going on.
Yeah.
Disrespectful in the aspect that... First off, she's a woman. Disrespected that aspect. And disrespected that she's a Japanese woman.
Yeah.
So it's like double. Like that's...
Say you're racist without saying you're racist.
Yeah, literally. Like, come on, bro. Like, and this is just another example, too, Drew. Like you said, like, and this happens in all sports and all, not even just sports, man. Like, all shapes and form of entertainment. Like, the old has-been, so to speak, don't like watching the new people.
It's like old NBA players don't like the new
NBA. Hating, bro. And this is another one, like... Look, bro, like, women's wrestling is bigger and better than it's ever been. So, like, eventually a woman was going to break your record. And why not?
Pretty sure.
You should be honored that as somebody like Asuka who's going to end up going in the Hall of Fame. Like,
they could have gave this. They could have gave your record to someone you didn't like. Like,
right.
The Bella Twins or something. Right.
Yeah.
So, chill out.
And Asuka had probably the most perfect response to it. So I pulled it up. She goes, I respect Goldberg so much. He's amazing. I'm honored to be the undefeated champion with the longest streak in WWE history. That's it. Like, she ain't talk smack about him. She ain't say nothing ill. She's just like, yo, I respect the dude.
I'll tell him kiss my ass in Japanese.
Right. I mean, she probably said some foul ass shit behind the
no, so
scenes,
I'm not even gonna start ego. Maybe say something. But man, it's just man. I hate when they do that type of BS to these type of wrestlers. And if anything, her WWE crib has been way better than yours. I think he's still mad about how he ain't got a last match with WWE. But I was like, bro, we don't want to see
him. Yeah, I'm good.
You already took away. You already took away a moment with us with Bray Wyatt,
and then he almost killed the Undertaker. Literally, yeah.
It's been a good 2 decades since I've even cared about a Goldberg match. So I'm
facts.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Facts. So, but let's get to some better things. I'm about to say something extra. Like, man, skip go. No, I believe it alone.
Old Gilbert.
So I like how Dedrick titled this one. The PG era is gone. Back to the Attitude Era?
I think it's a little mix of both, the Attitude Era and Ruthless Aggression. Because you got the foul language, but then you also got parts of it where, like, they don't care. They're just going to go straight for your throat. I mean, we kind of talked about it, but how Candice LeRae went after Maxine.
Yeah.
How The Rock's talking about beating Cody and handing the bloody belt to his mama. Mm. And then Cody being like, oh, I know your mom too. Like, man, y'all, I don't know if it, like,
I'd whoop Cody ass off script for that one.
Right. It's a good mixture between the Attitude Era and the Ruthless Aggression Era.
So I'm just kind of looking at it. I'm like, do you guys feel like it's been forced or anything on us? Or y'all feel like, okay, this might be something new we can lean into or expect? I know with The Rock dropping the F-bomb, we never got the F-bomb on.
Cody said wanker. He said it's about to be a wank fest.
Oh,
you hear that Monday night?
Oh,
Monday
so that's night. What we on Cody? Okay,
yeah, he was talking about Roman and Rock's match being a wank fest. I was like, oh
man,
I think this is definitely the beginning of that era coming back. Where I kind of like that Manny said a kind of combination of ruthless aggression and attitude. I tend to lean more attitude though. Last night. Or Monday night was definitely not ruthless aggression. That was not the ending to Raw was straight attitude, bro. Like
that was just Rock.
It felt like the ending of like a like I don't even know what kind of movie, bro. Like that I'm trying to even describe.
With
like,
the rain coming down,
bro. Like it was raining. It was all dark, and like The Rock just went straight asshole, bro. Like just beating the hell out of Cody, bro. Like I thought he was gonna throw him over. Like you remember that part where he was like,
yeah.
Like he was thinking about it, bro. Like he grabbed him by the head and he was just walking over. No. He looked over like, man, should I throw him? Is there something down there? That was crazy, man.
I was watching. I'm like, yo, is the next show on USA about to come on?
I swear, bro. Like, is this a new Rock movie? Is this a new trailer?
He kept saying, boy. I'm like, bro.
I knew he was promoting something coming back. I knew it.
Right.
I knew it.
This man was going off. He was like, look what you did, boy. I'm like,
yeah,
cool.
kept calling him boy. Like, I thought I was watching, like, Django 2 or something. Like,
I'm tearing
like,
up.
Opposite Django.
I'm tearing. I'm like, man, he about to kill him.
Right. And then he takes his belt off like he was about to son him. He's
yeah,
like, oh,
like WrestleMania's in a couple weeks, man. Chill.
I'm over like, yeah, this is getting dark.
I loved it though. I loved every bit of that, y'all. I think the Attitude Era is back. That's why I brought it up. I think The Rock is the beginning, like, because it's deeper than that. Like, remember even CM Punk, Seth Rollins, and Drew McIntyre's promo.
Man.
They cussing. Everybody, like, Rock done started a whole, like, look, he cussing, I'm cussing.
Drew called the cameraman a perv.
Yeah.
He said, don't shoot up my skirt, you perv. I was like, oh my God, what is going on?
I'm telling you.
Man, that, like I said, that day The Rock cussed, people looking down the hallway, kind of peeking down, like,
yeah.
Hold on, like the Kobe picture.
Yeah. Hey, it's like you hear the one guy that don't hold his tongue yelling at the boss, and everyone's out their office, like,
yeah.
I'm definitely that person. I'm the person.
Yeah, that's
true. If I hear you cuss the boss out, bet. I'm
100%.
About to do it next.
I'm next.
I got something.
Where's the line start at?
Yeah. 100%. And you've seen, so after that, Fightful reported, and I credit Fightful, man, because they are 100%, I mean, not 100% accurate on their reports, but they be on it.
Mm-hmm.
I credit Sean Ross Sapp on this report, but they brought up the fact that, so the Seth Drew CM Punk promo was they were given an outline and that was it. Mm-hmm. They were given an outline for that whole promo and the rest of it all freestyle. That's Attitude Era. Yep. That's not PG.
I love that.
That's straight Attitude, bro. That's how they did it back in the day. And you don't get no script.
And I think like word for word, like those type of guys, like they want those moments. Like, oh, man, let me do what I want, man.
Drew
like,
McIntyre was most comfortable I ever seen him chilling on that announcer's table.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys like really paid attention, but even the announcers were taking shots at each other. Yeah. Like Michael Cole cracking on Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
Didn't Roman tell you not to be dancing with Jay? I was like, oh, what the? What?
Yeah, everybody just been wilding out lately. Like, when you think about it, man, like you said with the announcers, Pat McAfee then raised it back up to another level.
He had the Versace shirt on, too.
No offense to Kevin Patrick, but he had to go.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I am sorry, but...
No, yeah. I'm not sorry. No, it bothers
I am.
Me.
The like, brother lost his job, man.
I done lost 20 jobs.
Yeah, well.
Get back on your feet.
So you know how it feels
if
then.
If you ain't good like at commentating, rough. You ain't good at commentating. And he wasn't good.
You know? That's the reason I brought it up, though, is just because, like, I think, you know, the promos are going to even hit a little bit harder as time progresses, letting these people, on the women's side too, letting them kind of freestyle, like their Rhea Becky segment.
Oh, man.
That was fire.
Oh, yeah, like, those two needed them. Yeah, they need
yeah. She said... Oh man, Becky about started crying, and she was like, "That one thing my dad didn't get to do is see me raise my daughter." And mm-hmm. I damned if I was like, "Oh, we about to see deep. Something."
It got deep,
and then Dominic got face rocked. Moved sideways. Rocked.
That's what it was.
Then that wasn't. I watched it, and I was like, "Did she pull this? No, she did not pull that punch. She hit that man.
No, I watched that replay in slow motion."
She connected.
I don't even know how many times, bro. Like, it was 100 times just Monday. Like,
yeah.
And I've watched it since then about a few hundred more times. Like, legit, like, you can tell, and I guarantee this is what happened. I guarantee, talking about this segment, Dom said, punch me.
Yeah.
Like, no, I want you to punch me.
No, yeah. Go for it.
Especially,
I respect it.
Especially after he's seen the... Because that was real feelings.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
When Rhea was like, Rue's going to be calling me mommy, I'm like...
Let's get it.
Ooh, time to go. Cut the lights. Let's go.
That's my type of person, though. Let's start, like, go deep quick.
Right, right. Hey, you know what they say, first cut's the deepest, and she went through her.
A few that needed smoke, though. Like, you know, while I feel like, you know, WWE has put so much time and effort and focus into The Rock, Roman, you know, Cody Rhodes feud and all that, we talked about it last week, like, I think finally we got a little bit, and I'm sure we'll get a little bit more. They'll do some social media posts and stuff
it's
like that.
It's kind of like, I'm not trying to say like Bayley and EO matches like over theirs, but like promo wise, it's like, excuse me, there was more effort towards EO and Becky and mm-hmm. like a less effort or expected effort before Rhea and Becky.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. EO Bayley, I feel like, I feel like it could have hit a little bit harder.
It could hit
and
harder.
Like, especially like. I know y'all answer to this, but do you even remember when they turned on her? Yeah, that's my point.
It was 2 weeks after Rumble, it was on SmackDown.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks, after but like that's my point. It took a minute, right?
Yeah,
that should be a moment that we remember.
Oh, yeah.
Right away.
Because we remember when Rhea turned on Liv.
Exactly.
And that wasn't a big moment.
Exactly.
But we remember
And this was way more recent. That's my problem.
Yeah.
It's like, there's that storyline, man, they have not... That should be a moment that we remember right away. Like, right off the bat. Like, yeah, I remember when they turned on her.
Right.
Like, I had to look it up, bro. It's like,
crazy that you made. I'm like, wow, I forgot. Ew.
Yep.
Seems so long ago.
And
but
she won
really
the...
She run the.
I almost cussed. I'm trying to change. I'm trying to get it. She won the damn Rumble, man.
Yeah.
And like,
she got no build up.
None.
No build
up. She won the Royal Rumble and got pop, like major pop when she won the Rumble. And then ever since then, boom. It's like almost as bad as Solo since beating 0-34, bro. He has not won one match since John Cena. I seen it the other day.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's getting the same treatment as Jay, though. If you notice, their stories are kind of running parallel, because now she's not with Damage Control, or she's not with the Bloodline,
mm-hmm.
but she's trying to make amends with everyone in the locker room.
Right, that she wronged on her way.
And Bianca's playing Drew McIntyre right now.
Yeah.
Mm.
Even though she saved her. But she only saved her because she was saving Naomi.
Naomi, yep.
Maybe, and this is just my opinion on this, maybe it's just a slow build-up for a bigger match. For EO and Becky,
I hope so.
I mean,
so.
EO and Bailey.
I hope so, man.
Like that's, maybe, that's the only thing I can really expect.
Like, though. maybe WrestleMania won't be the end of it.
Yeah, like, not even, like, even I'm just for the which match
would
be, in general.
Which would work, because, right, like, remember they started, it was at SummerSlam.
Backlash. Yep. We got Backlash right after WrestleMania, so.
I think ending it at SummerSlam would be, if they're going to continue it, end it when it started.
SummerSlam. Yeah, SummerSlam.
I was just more like thinking, like, all right, the match in general, like the actual match is going to be bigger than the promo was. So it's like kind of unexpected because it was just like a boring build up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't even expect the match to be like this. All right.
I can see that. Undersell, over deliver.
And you know what? I'll swallow all my words if they continue the feud after WrestleMania, because then it'll make sense.
Yeah.
But if Bayley wins at WrestleMania and it's over. All right,
I agree with you, because I feel like now you're throwing away the characters of EO.
Yeah,
the Kabuki Warrior.
Yeah, yeah, she's defended the title once in the past like 4 months.
Yeah, she's total of what, four times?
Twice. She defended against Naomi on SmackDown, right? Wasn't that for the title?
Yep.
And then Mi Shin was the last one before.
You think
that.
They protected her?
I think they don't know what to do with her.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
but she's one of the best in the ring.
Oh, yeah.
I think that has to be... I've come to that conclusion, y'all. I just don't think it ends WrestleMania. I have a feeling, and I know we'll make our official predictions, but I have a feeling that EO wins.
I'm going to wait before I start getting predictions.
That's the only way. That's the only way.
We got to watch SmackDown Friday and then Raw Monday, and then...
I'm not giving out no prediction till WrestleMania, because I don't want y'all going back to what I'm saying.
Hey, that don't mean that's my official pick. I'm not... Right. Just a tease, you know?
I don't want y'all going back to these episodes in the near future.
I want
to... I hate to tell y'all, kiss something.
I want to insert something real quick. Friday, we got a glimpse again of Dominic beating up his dad.
Yeah, are we getting that again?
Oh, man, that caught me off guard.
I was
like, man, what? Oh, my God, here we go with these daddy issues again.
Yeah, run it back.
Ray's getting up there, and, you know, what's
getting me sad.
What's the most important match for a luchador when he retires? Is a mask versus mask match.
Ooh.
And Ray always told Dominic, you're not going to get a mask until you get the approval, the nod. And so he's got Ray, who is the GOAT. We'll just call that right now.
For sure.
You've got Santos, whose dad is, you know, one of the elder statesmen. So you've got those two guys who, behind the scenes, plus you got Conan. So you got three of the biggest luchadors backing you. So you go for a retirement match, not at WrestleMania.
Mm.
Not at WrestleMania. At SummerSlam, where it all started.
Mm.
And you have Ray's retirement match, and you have Ray do the thing that you never see, and Ray loses, takes off his mask and hands it to Dominic.
Dang. Talk about foreshadowing.
Woo.
I like that.
I can't say nothing after that one. I'm gonna shut up. That moment, man.
Yeah, so I mean that kind of helps us, you know, switch gears a little bit, because, like, you know, WWE brought up the Slammy Awards, so they're bringing that back, which is huge. Yeah. Letting us vote, all the fans vote, and it reminded me, because Dom, WrestleMania entrance is one of the nominees in one of the categories. But
yeah, you got me all like, well, is we starting off with that, or
it just reminded me, like, I'm just excited, like, you know, this gives us a chance, and it highlights people. You know, there's people in the categories that don't get highlighted a lot. There's some people in there that don't have a match at WrestleMania, but have something to be excited about from the fans.
I'm not going to lie, I was kind of ready to talk about this, because it's just like, I don't know, I just like hearing people's thoughts on it, and then also to see people's reaction to what I say.
Oh, yeah.
The first category is Female Superstar of the Year.
We all know who Hendrix is.
Yeah, I mean, so it's, and you can't just write in vote. There's people for you to vote for, so you can't just vote for your own person if they're not on the list. So on the list is Rhea, Bianca, Belair, Bayley, Io Sky, or Becky Lynch for Female Superstar of the Year.
Go ahead, Drew.
Okay, Betty. All right, man. So, I mean, as much as I would really like to go for, I personally want, I just feel like the award should go to Rhea Ripley. The change of the title, first of all, calling it the Women's World Heavyweight, she did put a prestige to that. Mm-hmm. She has defended the title. I mean, it doesn't matter how many times or whatever, a standard of times people think we need to have for her. She's kept her character just entertaining us. If that's not on a live show, just if it's on TV.
I've got Rhea too. Mm-hmm. Like Drew said, she keeps it entertaining. Whether it be at the live shows and what she does to get pop, hey, do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. And then, like, everything in the ring, out of the ring, with the Judgment Day, with Dirty Dom. I mean, she just keeps elevating, just setting that bar higher and higher. You know what I mean? And yes, I get.
So pretty much, I would say she has been the face of women's wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, besides Jade coming, yeah, she's been the face.
Yeah. She has surpassed, I can confidently say this, she has surpassed Charlotte Flair.
100%.
Yeah, just to add to that, I mean, it's Rhea. It's not even close, honestly. But, like, because all those women have their own cases, right? They have their own cases to make. But nobody has elevated as much over the past year than Rhea Ripley. No one.
Exactly.
You're talking about, think of her a year ago, just winning the Royal Rumble. Think of what she's done with the Judgment Day. The Judgment Day is nothing without her. She's literally the leader, and she has surpassed so much to the point where she don't even need none of them.
Exactly. Like, they need her.
I said this on the Raw post show, like, she don't need the Judgment Day. She don't even need Dom anymore.
Yeah.
She don't need none of them. She can just go by herself and just be mommy. Yep. She can just be Rhea Ripley, and it's done. Like, she, and just think of how far and how, in this short a time, how much she's done that for herself, more than any other female superstar. Female Superstar of the Year, it's Rhea Ripley, and she's probably going to win, like, 80%.
Hands down.
It's not even going to be
unanimous.
Close.
No, 90.
but male superstar, I think, could be a little bit more interesting.
Okay.
Because, you got Cody Rhodes, the babyface, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Gunther, and then Logan Paul.
Shut up, Manny. Don't look
at
me.
I'll take this one. It's definitely going to the Maverick. No, I'm just kidding. So I've actually got a toss-up. I couldn't pick one. I got two.
What?
And here are my cases out. So my first one, if we're talking pure wrestling, in-ring ability, it's Gunther. I mean, the man just elevates every time he steps into the ring. And while he's elevating, he's losing weight. Mm-hmm. Like, this man is in the gym, and he's chiseled now. And I'm just like, man, and his pedigree is just getting so much better. But if we're talking as a whole, because we all know there's multiple elements to being a WWE's... Are they superstars? WWE superstars. Mm-hmm. I got his shirt on. It's Cody Rhodes. His promotion, his mic skills, his in the ring, his out of the ring, his ability to put people over. I mean, the whole three-match feud with Brock Lesnar, amazing. So, I got Cody.
No, I definitely understand why you had to.
Yeah.
Because it's hard not to pick Cody in this situation, but also Gunther just period. Let's not act like he hasn't lost his Intercontinental title. He has defended it for, it's over a year now, though, yeah, right?
And he's so constantly defended it.
Yes, exactly. So to be like completely honest, he does deserve Wrestler of the Year, and that just off of work in the ring. I'm promo wise too. He's still a believable wrestler to me. I'm not gonna lie. It's like his character. It's like, okay, I like how they've done his situation. It's not like he's cheating to get these wins either.
Right.
It's like, yo, these are good quality matches every time he's out there. So
the banger at Belfast. Does anyone remember that one? That was long ago.
But dang.
Yeah, his match with Sheamus,
mm-hmm.
his match with Chad Gable,
yep.
his right. match with The Miz. Look, and that's the thing. We can name matches that he's had.
So this is the part where I just still kind of hate where the fans are voting a little bit. It's like, no, Dude, y'all do your job.
Right.
Give these people their races, man. Mm-hmm. Give them their awards they deserve. They waited for this. They want you to decide, not us.
Right.
But with that one, I'm not going to lie. For me personally, it's Cody Rhodes. It's the American Nightmare. I mean, he literally the face, just like Rhea, the face.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. So, I don't have Cody.
He's got Logan Paul.
I got the Maverick. I'm just playing.
I'm about to say though.
No way. I'm surprised he's even in this category. That's ridiculous.
I was like, no. I was like, hold on. I was like, wait. So we put him in there. So we not gonna put Bad Bunny in there too?
Ridiculous. Right. Wait, right.
Hold on, man.
I mean, don't get me wrong. He's done great, but like, no. For everything y'all just said, it's Gunther. He's Male Wrestler of the Year. Yeah. He's Male Superstar of the Year. Look, I love Cody Rhodes, obviously top babyface in the company. But at the end of the day, it's about what championships you got, bro.
Ooh.
You ain't got nothing. But a tag championship that you lost that week with Jey Uso. You lost it right away. So you might have won the Rumble back to back, but you ain't got nothing to show for it, brother. Oof. I'm going Gunther. 600 plus days as champion. Nobody, he's still probably going to win in this WrestleMania. Even if he does, he's Wrestler of the Year. Brought so much prestige back to a title that needed it more than ever, man. That title was like dead before it got to him. And he has elevated it once again back to what it used to be back in the day. To me, it was between him and Seth Rollins. Honestly, it was between those two for me. But I had to give the nod to Gunther, man.
To be honest with you, I wanted Seth Rollins, but the only thing was... let me put that in quotation marks.
His 40 injury?
Yeah. Say that 40 yard dash he did 2 weeks ago. Oh, yeah.
That will forever be talked about on this podcast.
That's crazy, man. But I'm not going to say.
What's the next one? What's the next one? Before Drew gets heated.
He had to go Gunther, but. For best entrance is the next category. So that's what sparked this conversation. So Dom's WrestleMania 39 entrance is a nominee. You also got Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, Bianca Belair, Seth Rollins, Rhea Ripley, Becky, and The Rock for best entrance.
So those are the nominees.
Those are the nominees.
And those all WrestleMania and then Rock. Okay.
No,
the only one that said WrestleMania was Dom. Yeah, the rest of them are just in general.
They don't care about Dom's other ones. They just care about his WrestleMania entrance.
That's crazy. Dang.
But that's why I picked him. Because
specific it is.
He rolled up in the paddy wagon in the Halloween Havoc costume.
Hold on, man. That's not fair.
Why?
Okay, so it's Dom entrance versus everybody's regular entrance.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to pick Dom.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not?
Because, I mean, heck, we talked about it. I was like, bro, when Dom came out, it was like one of the little chill moments. I'm like, yo.
He came out handcuffed. Yep. He was walked out by the police.
I remember, did we watch that first night with each other?
Yeah.
So I think I just remember watching. I'm like, yo, this little bastard, bro. Yo, this intro goes hard. It was like, yo, Dom's here, bro.
Right.
Yeah. I was ready for the match.
That was his arrival.
Yeah, I was like, yo, that's... I'm trying not to cuss, but I'm going to say,
and then he got his ass whooped by his dad with a belt.
Yeah.
So I got to say, like, that match in general, the entrance, that was fucking dope.
It was.
Let's be honest, man. So, dang, yeah, I might have to pick that. So yeah, I am going to pick that for entrance.
Dom? I got The Rock.
Which one? When he first came out?
Final boss, bro.
Bro, that mix.
Give me the final fucking boss, bro.
That mix was...
That, bro.
Look, I'm trying to be the only one to hold out dropping it, but I...
Bro, that entire... The Titantron... With the words "final boss," the lightning coming across, the perfect mixture of the old rock theme with the Hollywood rock theme combined together. Look, I love Dom's entrance. Don't get me wrong, but that's some boss shit when he come out, bro. Like it feels like the fucking
and he didn't even.
It feels like the bad guy. Like it feels like the bad guy of the movie is coming out. Like it just you feel it. Like it's like. Right, comes
you see how he tried to get people to vote?
Yeah, Lex Luthor over here.
Yeah, bro, hold on tight. I'm like, oh, so you selling this, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. you get people not to
I'm
vote
just
for
giving, I'm just giving my reason, hey, bro. To me.
If we selling, I mean, Dom channeled the biggest heel when he came out on that paddy wagon. He embodied the mullet. He embodied Latino Heat walking out in that Halloween Havoc outfit. The Halloween Havoc mask had the officers escorting him to the ring.
He did.
Bruh. Mm-hmm. That shit was fucking legit.
Latino Heat don't got nothing on the final boss, though.
All right, man. So, next award.
Look, we can debate.
So, speaking of The Rock.
We can debate that one.
Speaking of The Rock, this is where it gets interesting. Return of the year. Oh. So, we're talking CM Punk's return in Survivor Series. Nia Jax's return, Royal Rumble, last year. You got Randy Orton coming back, also at Survivor Series. That was kind of weird. The Rock, obviously, coming back. There's a couple of times that he came back. I don't know which one you pick, but... And Naomi coming back at the Royal Rumble just earlier this year.
I feel like I'm biased on this one, too.
I just got Survivor Series. I mean, I have one, but I'm just saying the whole Survivor Series return.
Right?
Because both of them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean... Randy returns mid-match. They're about to get mollywopped by the Judgment Day. And all of a sudden... I hear voices in my head comes on, and I'm just like, woof.
Crazy.
And then at the end of the match, this man's sitting in his chair like this, like, yeah, okay, I see you. I mean, they went hand in hand with each other.
Yeah.
I'm going Randy Orton, man. Like, This was anticipated. This, I'm sorry. We've been waiting months to see Randy Orton.
Year.
We didn't even... Shut up, man.
19 months, 22 days.
Thank you. But I actually appreciate that.
But who's counting?
Bruh.
But yeah, who's counting?
Okay, I write it. No, I write it, Jock. So what? I like Randy. Leave me alone.
No, but for real, it's like, bro, we've been waiting for this for years. We didn't even know if we was ever going to see Randy Orton again.
Yeah.
I mean, only thing with CM Punk was we just never thought we'd see him at a WWE ring again. So, like... Completely. This was the most anticipated return to ever. I mean, then he gets in the ring, he'd be like, oh, shit. Like, this is Randy Orton.
And he was big as hell, too.
And then he just... and out of everybody down, it just gets, bam, right on the back. It's just like, bro... That's my favorite, personally, man.
So this is like a loaded award, and this is an award that I feel like could be very, made very complicated. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, like, someone could say, all right, so are we just talking the time they returned or their character since they returned, right? Like, you could easily make this difficult. Because, like, when you return, like, because obviously if you get into that, Nia Jax has got to be up there.
Like, she did get a pop.
How much she's elevated her character. I had to give her some love, man. I cannot undersell since she's been back. But if we're just talking the moment they came back, I'm sorry, y'all. It's CM Punk.
Nah.
It's CM Punk, bro. His hometown. Everyone's in, like, you heard the rumors that it could have happened. But just to think, you always had that. And, like, all the way up into it, all the reporters and stuff that report on this, It wasn't happening. Like, there was before, like, y'all don't, like, behind the scenes, this literally was not agreed upon until that day.
Yeah, fair point.
He was literally not signed to WWE until the morning of that day at Survivor Series. So, there's literally people that worked at the Survivor Series that didn't even know he was coming back. He's literally walking through the building, and people didn't know he was coming. Like, didn't even tell half the employees.
I know the participants in the War Games didn't know.
Didn't even know.
Yeah.
So, like, it's big, man. And CM Punk is obviously one of the most polarizing superstars we've ever had of any generation. He's polarizing. That's what he is. And the fact that he did come back to WWE after the way he left, nobody would have thought it would have happened. You really didn't think it would happen. You would hope, because who doesn't want, you know, if he can let bygones be bygones and quit being an asshole behind in the locker room, then, like, let's make this work, bro. You're a top superstar.
Right.
And you just thought, man, there's no way they can make it work. There's no way he's going to put his ego aside. And there's no way WWE's going to take this dude back. I liked the return of CM Punk. I'm an Orton guy. He's one of my favorite of all time, literally. Like, he's number two behind RVD.
Right.
But
that's crazy.
I got to give it to CM Punk.
So let's play devil's advocate. If it didn't take place in Chicago but took place in St. Louis, mm-hmm. whose pop do you think would have been bigger?
It would have been Randy Orton's. That's why CM Punk's is bigger.
Yeah.
To me. And it's because it was hometown.
He had hometown advantage. He had home field advantage.
Hey, look. That's the same thing. Hey, if you're putting Dom's WrestleMania entrance compared to everyone else's regular entrance, look, this is the loophole.
Oh,
it's the loopholes
okay.
you create.
Okay, okay. Right. I'll take it. All right.
Shots
I'll take
fired.
It. Pew, pew. Hey, honestly, right. though, look who I picked.
What's up, man? Who do you pick, man?
I did not expect that.
Okay, man. So next subject, you literally picked them.
All right, me and Manny on the same page. So after that, so I got CM Punk. Manny got CM Punk. Drew, you got...
I guess I got Orton.
You got Orton. I like it. I mean, hey.
I'm about to go on WWE voting all the time.
Right. Hey, honestly, all of those returns are pretty much equal. Naomi's was probably just the most recent. So, I mean, that kind of sets her apart a little bit, but all good returns. The next category, Faction of the Year. So this brings up the Judgment Day, Alpha Academy, Imperium, the Bloodline, and Damage Control. Who y'all got?
I mean, it's...
Mine's a landslide.
Yep.
Really?
Get out of my head, bro.
Really?
I'm going to go Judgment Day.
Judgment Day.
Okay.
You probably got Damage Control.
Sorry,
man. I mean,
stop laughing.
I do, actually. I do have Damage Control.
How?
Just like Judgment Day, tag team champions. Twice. Right? They were Dakota Kai.
Oh yeah, I forgot
and,
about that.
And Asuka. Dang. Or Dakota Kai and Io.
Yep.
Bayley wins the Royal Rumble.
Yep.
You add in Asuka and Kairi Sane, they win the tag titles. Io becomes women's champion. They all done. What you add in the Judgment Day, right? I mean, that's what. How more dominant? Literally everyone either has had gold or a Royal Rumble, and Bayley's about to get it now. So like, this is done all transcended. It's Damage Control, bro. Like, look, Judgment Day got the tag titles, but Damage Control did it twice.
Twice.
Dom won North American title. Io Sky got the women's title, just like Rhea.
Bayley won the Royal Rumble. Money in the Bank, though.
But he ain't, I mean, hey, no. Does he? I mean, like, is he going to use it?
Io. We don't know yet. But Io he shouldn't be out of it.
Io was Money in the Bank winner.
That's how you got think the title. Title.
Everyone's path is different.
it's Damage Control. they literally match everything that Judgment Day did, bro, and took it another step.
Wrong.
How?
Judgment Day has something that Damage Control doesn't.
What's that?
They have a Disney character.
Wait, say that again, man.
Look, it's Damage Control. I feel like.
Oh wait, time. I really just thought about a distant character.
Disney character.
Oh my god, y'all are horrible, bro.
It took a minute.
Yeah, bro. Really? I was like, what?
It's Damage Control, bro. I like the Judgment Day. Y'all know I do, but it's Damage Control.
Good sell, Dedrick. Good sell.
You know, hey.
Valid points, though.
It's definitely not Alpha Academy. We can all agree that it's not that.
Leave them alone Academy. Right now, man. Yeah, they stuff
together. And Imperium just, if Giovanni Vinci could stay healthy, they would have a case.
Yeah, they just, and they, I mean, other than Gunther's the only one that's really done anything.
Yep.
He don't bring value to it. I mean, I'm just being honest on that.
Yeah, like, it don't even feel like they're a faction no more, really. No. It just feels like.
They're his henchmen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it feels like. I come to the ring when I say, like, cause pretty a lot much. Of times he goes to the ring and they not there.
Yeah, he goes, I think out of all the factions, he's the only one that goes by himself.
Yeah,
that's true. You don't see that all the time.
No.
So I got Damage Control. So rivalry. Mm-hmm. Seth Drew, Dom Ray, Bianca, Damage Control, Roman Cody, or R-Truth and Judgment Day?
R-Truth and Judgment Day.
I knew he was gonna say that. Ain't no way.
Damn, man. I'm not gonna lie, this was a hard one for me.
Not from a comedy aspect, but it shows that R-Truth is the ultimate utility knife.
True.
That's the only reason I picked it. Is true. Because R-Truth has displayed so many different tools in one feud.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I will agree. Or I feel like the argument would be more valid if, say, Awesome Truth wins at WrestleMania. Then I think that, hey, that could possibly be, because that takes, I mean, they're taking the titles from the Judgment Day.
Exactly.
So I think, hey, if that happens, I'm with you. But I don't know how Judgment Day walks out now as champs. We'll see. But
DIY.
I'm right here just staring at, like.
My bad, Regeneration X.
No, I mean, honestly, Manny, I like what you said on that one. hey, I wanted to say Seth Drew, but it's kind of hard for me to say Seth and Drew because Seth has beat Drew every single time. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, no, that's not really a rivalry to me.
Right.
You can't say Seth and Drew without CM Punk, though.
Exactly. That as well. So it's just like, all right, that's kind of crappy. I mean, to be honest with you, Bianca and Damage Control, I mean, yeah, it was a rivalry, but yeah, it still but it didn't hit. Be honest with you, I didn't think that was even part of that would be in the category.
That was more of a Mean Girls thing too.
Yeah. Roman Cody, I mean, yeah, this has been on and off, but these dudes haven't wrestled or touched each other since WrestleMania.
And we'll touch on that at the end because I got a whole
So really in my it's out of Dom and Ray, and I mean that's just the WrestleMania feud, and then it coming right back up right before WrestleMania, and then it's now hell. To be honest with you, I would agree with you on R-Truth and Judgment Day.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I went Roman Cody, only because it was a rivalry that never really ended. Like they never really ended it. Like you still felt like these dudes were still eyeballing each other every time Cody stepped on over to SmackDown. Still eyeballing, right? Still, it was still in the back of his mind. Like, look, I ain't done with you, bro. You got your lick this round, but I'm gonna let you know I'm still coming for you. Like, so it never felt like it ended.
Like even when they both be on the same pay per view, you kind of gotta a little tension somewhere. You don't know, or maybe you think a promo is going to happen.
Yeah.
Is it like Batman and Joker?
Pretty much. It ain't over yet.
No, it ain't.
It's going to keep going. I got Roman Cody in that. To me, that was a tough one because, you know, a lot of those rivalries, like Seth Drew, I feel like it's just starting.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that one has been long enough. And then Dom Ray, they had the one match, and he's been North American champion for most of, like, it felt like he was North American champion on NXT for a while. Like, I didn't even remember.
No, it was kind of like a whole month or two, maybe.
He was champion longer than that.
It was like 6 months.
Yeah, I was going to say he was champion longer than that.
It don't feel like it, though.
I mean, he put Wesley out of action.
Yeah, like, he was champion for a minute. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, he was champion for a minute and successfully defended it a few good times.
Wesley twice.
I mean, he beat Dragon Lee a couple times before Dragon Lee finally beat him.
Man, Trick Williams.
Yep. He beat Trick. I mean, Dom had a little run. But I had to give it to Roman Cody in that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Next category, we got my favorite category, NXT Superstar of the Year. Let Manny go first, because Manny's the only other one that watches NXT.
I got Melo. I'm sorry.
Funny guys. Funny.
Carmelo, I mean, his character arc, his character build, his mic skills, his in the ring, his... I mean, Melo don't miss. Literally, he don't miss on anything he does. He hits 100%. Boom. Yeah.
And my bad, I didn't say the nominees. So it's Ilya Dragunov, Carmelo Hayes, Lyra Valkyria, Tiffany Stratton, and Bron Breakker. Are the nominees.
And the only reason I don't include the last two is because they already got bumped up. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, are they really NXT Superstar of the Year?
Right.
So, I mean, and it's Ilya, he's had some good battles with Melo, but I think Melo carried him through all that.
I kind of got a question about that category because, I mean, we always talk about Trey Williams. I'm like, yo, so he's not in this category?
Not yet.
I don't even know how it's not possible after the year he done had.
I think, you know, because you have to have the guys that's been an NXT champion. All three of those have been the NXT champions for the last couple of years.
Yep.
So.
Braun got beat by Ilya.
Yep. Braun got beat by Carmelo.
Yeah, by Carmelo.
Carmelo got beat by Ilya.
Okay, so I hear you on that, but do you kind of go back on the Mel Award? Where we got Gunther in there. I mean, he's an Intercontinental Champion.
Mm-hmm.
So are we valuing it off of them with the, like, oh, you got to be a world champion to be a part of this category?
Okay. I mean, can you tell me an NXT champion other than Wesley and Dom?
I mean,
no.
I don't know that much about
NXT. The NXT North American Championship is not the same as Intercontinental.
Okay.
And you got to remember, did they hold the belt for 600 plus days? Did they have banger matches like Gunther has had? Like, all that. Okay. So to me, that's what makes it different. But it's tough, man, because
I mean, if you want to throw a non-champion in the NXT for the male side, really the only one I can think of is Trick and Tony D'Angelo.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If you add another male, it's Trick. He's the next one, for sure.
And,
easily.
And Tony's only in the conversation because, you know, he's a very well performer, but he also was off air for a while.
True.
So... Melo would definitely get the nod.
I don't know how you don't go Melo here. I mean, look.
Yeah.
In terms of what they did in NXT, nobody did what Melo did and is still doing.
Two color changes, too. Color changes.
Yeah, 2.0 all the way through here. It's Melo. All
right. Mm-hmm.
So next category, OMG moments. The one category I really didn't care for. Ray punches Dom. CM Punk return to Survivor Series. Io Sky cashes in at SummerSlam. The Rock slaps Cody. Damage Control turns on Bayley. You'll know where I stand on that since we don't even remember exactly when it happened right away.
Right. Okay.
Cody slaps The Rock.
Okay, damn. I definitely understand why you don't like this category because this one category sucks.
Yeah,
it's OMG moment. Like,
I only picked Cody slaps,
and Rock. I can't pick CM Punk again. So
so that's where I pick CM Punk because that's where I'm going with it.
Right. And I only picked Cody slaps The Rock because it brought out that side of The Rock, and I think that's. I think that was the catalyst for what we're getting into now.
Yeah, and it can't be Ray punches Dom because they teased it for so long.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, when it happened, it was like, finally. It wasn't, oh, my God. It was finally, bro. Yeah. Should have been.
Watching my abuelito trying to fight his biggest son. I'm like, bro, I've seen this several times. Just hit him already.
Just hit him.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go, though, man.
I love how Manny slipped that.
I'm gonna go. Yeah, I'm gonna go Rock Slaps Cody.
Okay,
because that is what began the final boss. I'm going Rock.
If I hear you say I'm final going, boss,
bro, that's some boss stuff. Like I'm
final,
telling you,
some Final Fantasy ass stuff, right, bro. Now. I'm final
going,
boss.
I'm going Rock Slaps Cody.
All okay. right, man.
So that brings us to Social Star of the Year.
You
so,
skipped one.
No, I didn't.
Uh-uh.
Or is that one towards the end?
Sort of I did skip one.
Yeah.
Match of the Year. Bad Bunny, Damian Priest at Backlash.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Roman, Sami Zayn at Elimination Chamber. Gunther and Chad Gable on Monday Night Raw.
Oh,
Triple Threat, Asuka, Bianca Belair, and Charlotte at SummerSlam. Or Charlotte Rhea at WrestleMania 39.
Oh, yeah, I knew Manny was going. That's why I looked at
y'all. Y'all been giving me the first.
Y'all gonna have the same one.
No,
I think so.
See, that's, I'm. So,
I can feel
it's like
it.
That little that Spider-Man emoji. So
we might actually.
This is an Andrew vote. This is what I would vote personally. Bad Bunny versus
Priest. I knew it.
I've been talking about this match all year.
I knew it.
I mean, come I on, man. It. Manny, we obviously know the reason why. He Puerto Bro. Rican.
I'm not Puerto Rican. God.
I knew it.
No, we got to be honest. That's been my match of the year, and that was just off of the presentation of everything mm-hmm. from the entrance. From Bad Bunny, really, like, he's wrestling.
That man looked like he was a UPS driver.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Mind y'all, I've replayed that moment so many times this year. That moment gave me chills, bro. Like, mm-hmm. just him coming out there with the music and everyone in Puerto Rico just jamming to it. And I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Like, that's one of them wrestling moments. Like, yo, you got to be in that building to
oh,
feel
yeah.
that. Like,
it was
I don't even know how Samantha even announced him coming up because I'm like looking around like,
you
yo, this is crazy.
You can see the electricity in the building.
And that's where I think it felt like it started up for everyone else to do that as well.
Yeah.
For like Rena just to make that build up of like certain wrestlers' interest.
Like Jay?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's so I hope y'all made the same vote.
No, Jay can get a whole arena rocking when he comes out.
The most simplest move.
But no, my match of the year deserves an Academy Award.
Oh, I know where he's going.
This match, from start to finish, mm-hmm. is an Oscar-worthy nominee, and that's Sami Roman.
Okay.
This man cowered in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, got slapped in the face.
Got slapped.
And it ain't, he's not even in the match.
Nope.
If that doesn't win Match of the Year, it needs to win an Academy Award.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm with you.
I went back and watched that match like four times.
Yeah.
And just the subtleties. Like
I almost picked that one.
That match took so long to even start.
Yeah, and it was a banger too. Like that was one of the few Roman matches that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
But I honestly haven't enjoyed a lot of his matches during his reign.
I haven't enjoyed any after that match.
I haven't either.
No, you're right, because everything seems so repeatedly. Yeah. But we've mentioned that on the podcast before. But
I went with, I mean, y'all know me by now. Y'all know which one I picked.
Man, Charlotte Rhea.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, we 100%. Know each other. Now we at that podcast point with each other. Yeah. We know each other too.
100%, man. It's for the first time, and this is a personal vote because I do not like Charlotte Flair. I have never been a giant fan of her in the ring. And this was the one time I enjoyed her.
I didn't think you, well, I knew you enjoyed Rhea. I didn't know if you enjoyed the match in general because
I did.
I'm picky because we all know I'll get on a Charlotte backflip all day.
So, she hit it that match, though.
She did hit it.
Debatable.
She hit it.
Debatable.
She hit it that one. She hit that one.
Well, I'm going to watch it tonight again. Hey, I'm like, man,
yeah, she got
liars.
That one. It could have been because Rhea helped her, but like, she hit that one. But in all, I mean, that too, and plus, this was the demon that Rhea could never beat throughout her career.
Yep.
Could never beat her, man. At the end of the, she could win the Raw Women's title. She could win all the titles in the world. But Charlotte was always that one person she could never beat.
Mm-hmm.
And she finally tamed that dragon in a great match. Great match. I thought they both were great in that match. And a passing of the torch. And you see what it's created for Rhea ever since.
And she did give her the nod.
She did. That's my match.
About to say, heck, if anything, we ought to say this too. That should have been the main event for WrestleMania.
100%.
Night one. But
yeah.
100%. So that was my match of the year. Good job, fellas, on that one. Oh, so, social star of the year.
Chelsea.
Social media.
Chelsea Green,
Grayson Waller, Logan Paul, Drew McIntyre, Liv Morgan.
Chelsea Green.
She's even married to the internet champion of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So is that the only one we all agree on?
Yeah.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Chelsea Green. That's not even close. I mean, it is recently, because what Drew McIntyre's done recently.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Or if you want to give Liv credit for smoking weed and getting in trouble and being highlighted on social media, we could do that. I mean, hey.
She's still an angel in my book.
Hey, let's go.
Like,
but
baby girl.
But it's Chelsea Green, bro. I don't even think we need to spend a whole lot of time on that one. It's Chelsea Green.
Real quick, can I get an honorable mention for match of the year? Bray and LA Knight. That blackout match.
Only thing, I got one thing about it. Shout out to Bray Wyatt. I love him to death, man.
For sure.
But I got a problem with that glow in the dark green.
I thought it was dope.
Oh, yeah. I remember Drew was not feeling it.
I was so mad Drew at that match. I was like, yo, though, time out, man. I wanted to be blackout.
I came up in the era of EDC and, you know, electronic dance music. So that was my vibe.
That's perfect, yeah. Wow.
But I don't like, sense. But I don't, but don't get me wrong. I don't like the two girls who be dancing to it.
Drew hit you with the wow.
I know he did. I'm ignoring him.
No, it's just I didn't see that coming. But no, it was more of a wow. Like, okay, I see why you like the match now. I'm like, okay, it makes sense. Bring you back.
Shit. Also,
give me some ecstasy and let me watch it.
Also, I like you bringing that up, though, because that created LA Knight.
It did.
So, as we switch gears, perfect way to segue, that leads us to our final category, Breakout Superstar of the Year. Yeah. LA Knight, Dragon Lee, Pretty Deadly, Drew. Tiffany Stratton.
That's who Drew picked.
Time out, man. Before we end this podcast, Dad, you yell in my ear like this again.
Pretty deadly.
I mean, you know who mine is. I've been preaching this since I came onto this podcast. I mean, this man, like I just said, he can get a whole arena rocking.
I feel like we're getting to know each other because I know he was going to pick him.
Oh, my God.
Jey Uso. Main event Jey Uso. That's who you got?
Who else?
I can't be mad at that.
Who else can get an arena in synchrony? Just
okay, I got it. Let me say who's number two on my
because I both got Jay.
Yeah, let me say I got number two, man. It's LA Knight. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I had to, man.
Yeah,
I mean, until recently, let's be honest, we thought he was gonna be a champ at one time, but I mean, I don't know what kind of happened with the I don't want to say build down.
Don't get me started.
Yeah,
it's, don't get me started.
Yeah, bro, that's another episode. Another on some Patreon stuff, but
they dropped the ball. I mean, don't get me started. So LA Knight,
LA. Oh, my bad. Jay, you got a good
y'all
one.
Y'all both got Jay.
Yeah, with Jack.
Yeah, I mean, one. I don't know how. Man, I want to pick her so bad, but I can't. I wanted to pick Tiffany Stratton, man, but I can't do it.
Can't pick Tiffy time?
I can't pick Tiffy time.
You can't pick Baby
I wanted
Charlotte?
To so bad. I wanted to pick Tiffany so bad, but I can't do it, man.
It's because she reminds you of Charlotte, huh?
No, she's way better. Way better. Nah, she is.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. If she had won an Elimination Chamber, she would have been right there.
Yeah, my only thing and the only reason I can't pick Tiffany like I want to is because it's so recent.
Yeah.
You can't have recency bias. It's Jey Uso, man. I don't even think how you can... Dude has created an entire career as a solo star. I mean, immediately after breaking from the bloodline. And like you said, I mean, after being in a tag, it's hard, man, to break away from a tag team. After being in a tag team for so long.
Your whole life.
Think how, like this literally is his entire career, bro, as a tag team. And so look how quick he became a star by himself and how great he is by himself still to this day. Like, and he sustained that. Throughout, right? Not just recently, like Tiffany. His is sustained, and that's also my knock on LA Knight, which may not be his fault, but huge decline. Like,
yeah, that's
straight. The crown jewel is like way up here, right? He's facing Roman.
Jay's never had a plateau either.
No.
I mean, okay. So I did a little deep dive. You know, he was in a group called the Polynesian Powers.
And I know that.
With Tamina, the Usos, throw you off, old Brodus Clay.
Yeah.
And then Marlo, who is Haku's son.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in FCW together.
Dang.
Yeah. So that was a faction before the Bloodline. And they were all, it's all family.
Yeah. So we agreed on two categories, bro.
Yeah.
Out of all those categories, we all three agreed on just two categories. I like that. Cool. Different minds.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to agree with y'all anyway.
So that's...
So real quick. So we briefly touched on it. This it's coined as Roman versus Cody. But is it really? Because it's starting to seem now that he's kind of like fading back and the final boss is taking his spot.
Yeah, it's the beginning of what I told y'all is going to be a crazy ending.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to end at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. We know that. So I'm just going to sit back. I know this is something we're going to talk about, but I got a feeling as soon as we say anything, it could change completely. It happens so much. Like, we could literally be saying this, and then and Friday.
And then the Bullet Club shows up.
Yeah.
Man, Bullet Club. That'd be the day.
But I mean, right now, it feels like Cody Rock. Like, right now, honestly, like, I don't even give a damn about Roman Cody anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right now, just give me Rock Cody one-on-one. I don't even care about the belt anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, just give me this first, and then, all right, if there's some left over, then, all right, let me get that. I don't even care about the tag match. Just give me Cody. Just give me Cody Rock night one. Yeah. Like, I don't even give a damn about Seth being in that match. Right. Roman don't need to be in that match at this point.
Give me the greatest Survivor Series match: the Bullet Club versus the Bloodline.
Mm.
So you got Cody, former leader of the Bullet Club.
Mm.
We've been saying it that he's going to be kicked out. Finn Balor, former leader of the Bullet Club.
Mm.
You got the OC.
Mm.
You got another former. Okay, we can pull those two out then.
Yeah, please do.
So, okay, those two. You got another former leader of the Bullet Club in AJ Styles. And then you've got Tama Tonga, another former leader of the Bullet Club.
Hmm. I like that, but I think the Bloodline is winning.
Yeah.
Let's have that subject for another day, man.
We
can do that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Patreon.
I honestly think they're going
to... Drew and this damn Patreon.
Hey, man, I've been thinking about that since we talked about it. Like, yeah, we could definitely have a Patreon.
Oh, right? Yeah. It'd get wild. I think they're going to build the Bullet Club.
All right. Well, fellas, man, I mean, I'm getting to the end of the podcast, man. We definitely appreciate everybody listening. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Reach us on social medias on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Damn, what am I missing? Also, shout out to MVP. Shout out to MVP Bowling Lanes, man. I think that's pretty much it, man. I mean, guys, y'all got anything else to say?
I'm good, man. I enjoyed. I think my favorite part was the Slammy Awards, kind of looking back. Because WrestleMania kind of feels like, I know it's in the like beginning kind of part of the year, but it feels like the end, if that makes sense. Because it's kind of like wrapping up feuds. You know, it's kind of that time.
I kind of like
looking back and, you know, remembering, you know, matches and moments and highlighting that. So I enjoyed that part with the Slammies.
Yeah, I think the WrestleMania is our Super Bowl, and it is the end of our year for WWE.
We do need this type of send-off as well, because, I mean, like, let's think about last year. We just kind of went into the next year just with nothing.
And their year doesn't start until the night after WrestleMania.
Facts.
So this is our New Year's Eve coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But...
All right, man. Well, this has been the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
Dixie Hendricks.
Manny T.
And we'll get back with y'all.